翻到诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm
139. 诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
第二节。
And verse 2.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off.
二十三节。
And verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.Try me and know my thoughts.
再翻到哥林多后书第十章。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章第四、第五节。
4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器并不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力。可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginationsAnd every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
我们今天信了主，我们在主面前如果认真的话。
Today we have believed in the Lord, and if we are very serious before Him,
我们会有很多的事情，我们有在主面前对付的。
There will be many things that we have to deal with before the Lord.
但有一件事情我们甚少认真地对付过。
But then there is one thing that we lack in dealing.
就是这个心思意念。
And it is with regards to our thought life.
我们会祷告说，主，你鉴察我的心思意念。
We will pray that search me, O God, and know my thoughts.
看我里面有什么恶行没有。
See if there is any wicked way in me.
但是我们从来不知道怎么样对付这个心思意念。
But then we do not know how to deal with these thoughts.
我们很多时候以为我们要对付的是我们的心。
Many times we think that what we have to deal with is our heart.
但是真正要对付的是我们的思想。
But actually we have to deal with our thoughts.
心的反应是在思想之后的。
The response of the heart is after the thinking.
所以今天主若这样带着我的话，我愿意跟你们好好交通一次关于心思意念。
And so, with the leading of the Lord, I want to share with you with regard to the mind and thoughts.
刚刚我们读第一段在诗篇一百三十九篇。
When we read the first psalm,
我们那里说，我知道你知道我的心思。
It says, I know you understand my thoughts.
我知道你知道我的意念。
You know my thinking.
但我们有很看重我今天在想什么？说哦呦，主，你在看呢。
But are we particular about Lord? You have looked at my thoughts.
你想你一天想过多少东西？
You have thought of so many things in a day.
你说我们的主都在看。
But the Lord is looking at each one of them.
我是一直到我生老大的时候，我才突然间发现主在看我在想什么。
It's only when I had my first child that I pay attention to what the Lord see in my thoughts.
因为 Sherry 到医院呢，医生说要生了。
Because Sherry went to the hospital and the doctor said you're almost giving birth.
我说，哎呦，今天不是伟修生日吗？
And I said, oh, today is Wei Xiu's birthday.
我说，哇，我儿子跟他同一天生日，不错啊。
not bad that my child would have the same birthday as him.
可惜他不是总统，不是我说我跟总，我儿子跟总统同一天生日。
Kind of like my son is going to have the same birthday as the president.
我只有一个意念。
I have only one thought.
就是觉得跟伟修同一天生日不错。
And that to have the same birthday as Wei Xiu is good.
Sherry 就是不能生。
But then Sherry cannot give birth.
一直搞到就是很晚。
And it lasted so long until very late.
突然间发现我这个意念主不喜悦。
Then I realized that this thought of mine, the Lord is not pleased with.
我请问你，我这个意念犯了什么罪？
Think about, did I sin with this thought?
我没犯罪。
I didn't sin.
但是为什么这个意念，我突然间发现神不喜悦这个意念。
But then why did I all of a sudden realize this thought is not pleasing to God?
是我有意念，他不能生。
Because of this thought of mine, she cannot give birth.
又不是他的意念。
But it's not her thought.
我就跪下来祷告而主。赦免我，我也不知道我错在哪里了，反正我知道我出事了。
So I knelt down and prayed, Lord, forgive me. I really don't know where I went wrong.
我说你不喜悦我这个想法。
I said, Lord, you don't like this thinking of mine.
我摆下来。
I lay it down.
求你给她能够生。
Let her be able to give birth.
我祷告啊。
Right after I prayed.
医生进来说可以生。
Then the doctor came in and said, yes, she's going to give birth.
主给我立刻知道这件事拦阻她不能生。
So the Lord let me know that it is because of this thing that had hindered her in giving birth.
搞一搞出生刚好过了第二天凌晨。
And so child was born and it just passed midnight.
所以就是第二天了。
And so it was the next day.
当然顺服了，对不对？不顺服怎么办呢？改日期不行啊。
Of course, we have to submit, not and just change the date.
不可以说西安还是昨天。
You cannot say past midnight is still yesterday.
这个，但是我后来才知道，主选的日期对我们家的意义还更重，还比较重要。
But then I realized that the reason why the Lord chose that day is more meaningful to our whole house.
但是我那个时候是绝对不知道。
But at that point, I really didn't know about it.
过了一些年，我有一次开车。
After a few years, one time when I was driving,
我看到前面有个 bump.
I saw a bump.
我说这 Toyota Camry 可以开过去。
I said, no problem, the Camry can handle that.
所以我也没有完全慢下来就开过去。
And so I didn't slow down, I just went through it.
车子当然跳一下。
And of course, the car jumped.
还开？
But then still go on.
没事。
There seems to be no problem.
过了一天。
But after a day.
我忘记什么事，还是车上有个灯亮。
I don't remember a thing, but there was a light in the car.
它没有立刻亮。
It didn't light up immediately.
过了一天才亮。
But it lighted after a day.
我立刻就知道我那个 bump 撞坏了某个东西了。
Then I realized because of that bomb, probably something is broken.
那次很抓我的想法，我说主，你完全不放过我，随便想一个意念。
That time I realized the Lord is not gonna let me go because of one thought.
我当然去车厂去叫他看一看是什么事。
So I went to the mechanic to find out what's going on.
他说你有个 computer 的一个盖不知道，我也不懂车哈。他说有一个。掉了，插回去没事，不收钱走了。
And he said, well, there's something a cover for the computer. It fell off, so he just put it back, and he didn't even charge me, and it was going to be fine.
这两件事情 get my attention. 第一次，意念主在看。
Those two things got my attention because the Lord looks at our thoughts.
但是我没有再想下去，因为不。这个要究竟主在这里有什么关于我们心思意念，我不太清楚。
But I did not continue on this thing because I wasn't very clear about what the Lord has to do with our thoughts.
我们刚刚读的第二段圣经。
But the second Bible verse that we read,
他说我们心是一个战场。
It says that our thought is a battleground.
圣灵与魔鬼一直争的一个战场就是我们的心思。
In our thought life, that is where the enemy battles for that ground.
我一直读这个圣经节，绝对是对朋友们说的。
When I read that Bible verse, I thought it's talking to a gospel friend.
你看他们这么难的不信主。
Because it is so hard for them to believe.
说要打，把他打，哎，他就才会信主。
They cannot believe in the Lord unless they're being hit.
我觉得他信了主，这场仗就打过。
And if they believe, that warfare is over.
我从来没想过信了主的人还在打这场仗。
I never thought that even believers are still going through this warfare.
你知道他这里讲了一句话，他说把那个他的心意夺回。
It says that to gain back his thoughts.
他没有说把你的心夺回。
It doesn't say to gain your heart.
他把你的心意夺回，完全归顺基督的。
It is to bring your thought to the obedience of Christ.
基督徒，一个信主的人，我们的心思意念要被夺回的。
Now, Christians, our thought has to be captured.
没错，每个信主的人，他心思意念有点改变。
No doubt, every believer, their thought life has been changed a little bit.
他的心是新的。
They have a new heart.
也有一个新的灵，都是新的。
They have a new spirit.
他的脑袋是旧的。
But their mind is old.
需要夺回来的。
And so it has to be captured.
还没完全被攻破的。
It has not been brought down.
所以这个变呢是一个蛮严重的事情。
And so this becomes a very serious matter.
但是我没有，一直到我08年才开始主要我面对这件事情。
But it is until 08 that the Lord wanted to face it.
我都快是一个50岁的人了。
I was almost 50 years old by then.
我跟你们很多人交通过。
I've shared with many of you.
我这个那次要自己，我想就是第一次要自己离开家出远门，
家
心中忧虑的不得了。
That was the first time that I'm gonna leave alone to a far place, and I was very worried.
各种的想法就霸占我的脑袋。
All kinds of thoughts invade my mind.
这个当我真的没法过的时候。
And when I couldn't go get through that.
腓立比书这节圣经节出来了，四章六七节。
And so the verse in Philippians 4:7 came to me.
这弟兄姊妹背圣经很重要，这个你背了，突然间主就用这件圣经出来告诉你一件事。
That's why it's very important to memorize the Bible verse because the Lord will show you that verse when you need it.
他说应当一无挂虑。
It says be careful for nothing.
这个我说现在我就充满挂虑，你说应当一无挂虑。
But now I'm very anxious about everything, but it says to not be careful or anxious about things.
他讲两件事情，他说神主耶稣能够给你出人意外的平安。
It talks about God will give you the peace that passes all understanding.
他还会保守你的心怀意念。
And will keep your heart.
我记得我在洛杉矶的机场，我就跟主说，我说你这次。就给我经历这句话是真的。
In the Los Angeles airport, I told the Lord, let me experience that this word in Philippians is true.
如果这句话不真的，我还会信你，但我永远不用这些圣经。
If this is not true in my life, I still believe you, but I will never use this verse again.
我就逛机场，半夜三更也没人在机场，自己在逛。
So I was there by myself in that airport because it was the middle of the night.
当我要上飞机的时候，忧虑的确不在。
But then before I got on the plane, true enough, the anxiety all went away.
这是我第一次发现腓立比书这节圣经可用。
Then I realized that this verse in Philippians, you can really use it.
以后几年我都很多次都一个人飞出去。
After that, I had traveled by myself many times.
每一次都用这节圣经。
And every time I use this verse.
每次都忧虑，每次都用这个圣经，这个圣经好像是仙丹。
Every time I'm anxious, I use this verse. It's like a magic potion.
我刚回过一次香港。
I just went back to Hong Kong.
同样的忧虑又回来。
The same worry and anxiety came back.
我问主。
And I asked the Lord.
难道我又要用这个仙丹吗？
Does it mean I have to use this again?
我发现这节圣经是治标不治本的。
Now I realize this verse only kind of took out the symptom but did not go to the root.
解释的真好。这个问题神圣经给我们用了，但是有一些不解你的根本的问题的。
True enough, the Lord let you use this verse, but it does not get to the root of your problem.
所以我在要离开之前，我一直问主有没有第二条路的。
And so I asked the Lord, is there a second way?
我不能够一直只用仙丹。
I cannot just keep on using magic potion.
那我以后交通给弟兄姊妹就是仙丹。
I can only share magic potion.
达到这个仙丹就没有另外一条路走。
Up till that, there's no other way.
那每一次都经过这个的挣扎。
And does it mean every time I have to go through this struggle?
这是我一直在主面前的祷告。
And so this was my prayer before the Lord.
好，我出门了。
And so I left.
我出门我就还在问主，这次我不靠仙丹。
I said I'm not gonna depend on this magic potion.
那是什么呢？
Now what is it?
没有人告诉过我。
Nobody has told me before.
没有人告诉我怎么样对付这个忧虑的。
Nobody has told me how to deal with this worry.
但是这节圣经是可用的。
But this verse can be used.
我问主说有没有另外一个可用的。
I asked the Lord, is there another verse to use?
那不小心这样就到芝加哥了。
And then unknowingly, I reached Chicago.
这个，因为我要参加东岸的聚会。
Because I want to join the meeting in the East Coast.
他们有一些 reading material, 有一些东西要读的，所以我准备上飞机读16个小时啊，啥都可以读了。
So I was going to read those material in preparation for the conference, and there was 16 hours in the plane, and I can do that.
我上了飞机，我就开始读。
So when I get to the plane, I started reading.
我在读的时候，里面的话，真的，我进入里面的话。
And so I entered into the word.
当我一直读，我就一直跟主对话。我说，哦，这个一直跟主在讲话。
And so I was conversing with the Lord while I was reading.
我大概有一篇大概读一半的时候，我突然醒过来，我一点忧虑都没有。
And then at the middle of what I read, I kind of woke up. I have lost my worry.
诶，我说我这次没有，一直在说应当一无挂虑。
I'm not telling myself be careful of nothing.
为什么忧虑就没？
Now, why is it that the worries are gone?
我就是在问主，这个我这次要把它搞清楚了。
And so I said to the Lord, this time I want to deal with this.
哦，突然间说要吃饭。
And then they started serving food.
这个好，吃饭。
So I ate.
诶，我发现我忧虑回来了。
Then my worries came back.
我说我。See, what's going on? 这个我要去体会究竟发生什么事了。
And so I was like, what's going on? I want to know.
我开始又在不是这个漫天可以漫游了，这个就到处在想。
And then my thoughts are wandering around.
我说不行，这个已经有条路了，我要把它 grab it. 我一定要明白这条路是什么。
I really want to know this way. I want to grab this way.
吃完了。
So after the meal,
反正我还是要读，我又来读。
Then I went back to my reading.
我又进入我们弟兄的交通里面。
And then I enter into the message of our brother.
当我进去之后，我发现我忧虑又不见了。
Then when I got into it, my worries are gone again.
我前后大概有三次。
So there were about three times like that.
突然间明白一件事情。
Then all of a sudden,
因为我在坐在那里，反正没事做，我就一直在想 ，What's going on？ 究竟这个窍门在哪里？
And so since I have nothing else to do, I want to find like that key.
我突然间发现，我只要连于我的主，没有任何忧虑。
Then I realized if I am connected to my Lord, I don't have any worries.
我甚至在想，我就算这个时间死了，我还是快乐的。
And even if I die at this moment, I'm still happy.
不是说你一定要死，但是你可以死，再控制不了你。
It's not that you're gonna die, but death does not have control.
我以前会整天想，哎呦，我太太怎么办呢？这个孩子怎么办呢？这个哦，对不起，我还是很爱你们，不过我那时候没死。
In the past, I always think, oh, what's happened? What's gonna happen to my wife? What's happened to my kids? But well, I still love you guys.
我就发现我那个忧虑不见了。
But then my worries are gone.
我并且我知道我不怕现在会死，我到做主你那里很好，我也知道我现在不会死。
I know that it's good to be with the Lord, but I know I'm not gonna die at this moment.
你说那个已经这个就整个我没有再需要这个整个旅程里面我就再没有忧虑过。
And so that whole trip, you know, I was not anxious.
我没有用过腓立比书第四章六七节。
And I did not use Philippians 4:7.
这个事情哈，这个你知道，我发现这个，我整个在飞机上我好兴奋。
And so when I discovered this, I was very excited.
因为主是有路的。
Because God has a way.
我们今天认识主，从主那里找出一条路。
If we know the Lord, we can find a way.
你知道我旁边坐了一个是一个姊妹。
The person sitting beside me is a sister.
她从德州来的，在芝加哥转机。
She came from Texas and was changing plane in Chicago.
快下飞机的时候。
And before she left the plane,
她问我 ，Are you a pastor?
And she said, "Are you a pastor?"
我很惊讶她会这样问我。
I'm surprised that she asked that.
我觉得她的灵也蛮有直觉的。
I think that her spirit has its intuition.
有点操练。
So she has exercised.
我看的东西都是中文的。
Well, you know, because I was reading Chinese.
我连圣经都没拿出来过。
I didn't even take out the Bible.
我只跟她说 ，I'm a brother serving in the church.
I told her I'm a brother serving in the church.
我不知道她听不听得懂。
I don't know if she understand that.
这个反正他点个头，我也点个头，就解决了这个。
And so she nod and I nod and that settles it.
我不知道我那时候有什么表现让他会有这种感觉。我没办法有个消，这个照着自己嘛，对不对
？I don't know what I did or what I expressed that led her to that thinking, because I cannot see myself.
但是。我发现主做了一个真实的事在我身上。
But the Lord did a real thing in my life.
我突然发现为什么我突然间会又有忧虑。
I discovered why all of a sudden I have anxiety again.
我放松了我的思想。
Because I let my thoughts go.
我本来跟主一直有很好的交通，对话来来回回的。
I was having this conversation with the Lord back and forth.
但是总有这个在做其他事或者玩个 game 还是怎么样的，我放松我的想法。
But then I did other things and then I relaxed my thoughts.
是否有个把忧虑摆回来我的思想。
And then that worry was put back into my thoughts.
我在飞机上我就想到老鹰的故事。
Then I remember the story of the eagle.
你知道老鹰飞在天上的。
You know the eagle fly in the sky.
天上的鸟没有一只鸟可以抓老鹰的。
There's not a single bird that can catch the eagle.
那直升飞机可以了。
Well, maybe the helicopter.
但是老鹰抓所有飞的鸟都行。
But The eagle can catch any sort of bird.
为什么有老鹰在动物园呢？
Why is there an eagle in the zoo?
被抓了嘛。
Because it was caught.
为什么这只老鹰可以飞在那里，没有人能够抓到它，它还是被抓了。
Now, how can it happen that this eagle flying the sky and yet he can be caught?
它来到地上。
It's because he came down.
为什么来到地上？
Why did he come down?
有吸引。
Because there's attraction.
那里有东西吃。
There's something to eat.
啊，所以整天想着吃的，小心点啊。
So for you guys who always think about eating, gotta be careful.
为着那个吃，他到地上来了。
Because of the food, he came down.
因为我研究过老鹰的。
Oh, I have studied eagles.
这个他不容易随便去吃的。
He does not.
他的耐性甚至超过一般的。
He does not just eat anything. He is very patient in his life.
他为着吃那个可以两天不过去的，就是看着。
To catch something, he can wait for 2 years and just observe that thing.
啊 ，two days.
Two days. Oh, did I say 2 years? Sorry.
哦、oh, ，two years. OK. 那个东西不存在了。
I was thinking 2 days. I said 2 years.
OK.你知道他考验人的耐心。
So he's testing your patience.
所以有一次，这个是真事哈，这个老鹰被抓了。
So truly that eagle got caught.
因为他终于过去，他觉得安全了。
Because he went, because he thought it was safe.
他一去，一个网就下来了。
And then,
他正要起飞，已经起飞不了。
The moment he went, a net came down on him, and he couldn't fly.
非常快的，一拿就要飞，已经来不及了，网就下来了。
It was very fast, but he couldn't fly anymore.
他从此被捆绑。
And then from then on, he got bound.
他从此失去自由。
From then on, he lost his freedom.
他可以再抬头看着天，可以飞，我上不去了。
He can still look at the sky, but he cannot fly.
我现在成为动物园里面。示范的什么叫老鹰从这里飞过去飞回来绑住的。
But now he's in the zoo, he can fly only so far as the leash.
如果我能够读老鹰的思想，就是鹰就一次，我已经够耐心，看了够久，我还是进去了。
And if I know this thought of the eagle, he was patient enough, but yet he got caught in the end.
就是有一天我从天上到地上。
And that is because one day he came down from the sky.
主今天给我们是属天的生命。
Today, the Lord gave us a heavenly life.
主今天给我们是连于天的。
We are supposed to be connected to the heaven.
我们所要做的就把我们自己连于天。
What we need to do is to get ourselves connected above.
只要我们连于天，地在我们身上没有任何的作为的。
If we are truly connected above the Earth has nothing to do to us.
今天问题是我们甚少连于天。
Because today we are very rarely connected to the heavens.
我们读几段的圣经，我们翻到路加福音第二十一章。
Let's read Luke 21.
路加福音二十一章第三十四节。
Luke 21:34.
路加福音二十一章三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪吃、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
21:34. And take heed.To yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares.
你看到这里讲，如我们思虑啊，或者贪食醉酒，这个网络忽然间来到，你没注意到。
Our lust or drunkenness, you know, this come all of a sudden, and we're not aware of it.
我们翻到旧约的雅歌。
Then let's
turn. 哦，对对对，不是不是，我们翻到哥罗西书。
And then turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书第三章第二节。
3:2.
哥罗西书第三章第二节， 你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
我们今天如果能够真的与主一直有对话的话，
Today, if we can continually be talking to the Lord,
我们的心就会思念上面的事。
Then our heart will be thinking about things above.
自然不受不思念地上的事。
And then naturally, we're not going to think about the things below.
这不是说你一思念考试就不用考了。
Does not mean that you don't have to take your exam.
这是你的责任，在地上要过活的。
This taking exam is a responsibility to live here.
只是这些考试、工作、生活的压力不再影响到你。
But then this stress of test and life is not gonna bind us.
所以第一个，我在这次的旅程中收获最大的，就是能够与主连结。
And so this trip, my greatest like harvest from this trip is to be connected to the Lord.
当我们与天连结，地就没办法侵犯了。
If we're connected to the heaven, then the earth cannot invade us.
翻到彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十三节，我们只读上面一句。
We'll read 13 and only the first half.
他第一句说：“所以要约束你们的心。”
Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind.
啊，英文已经讲了，说要约束你们的心思。
Yes, you gird up your mind, your thoughts.
早一段时间，薛瑞说：“哎呀，你放纵你的思想。”
Sherry said, you have given into your thoughts."
哎呀，我没想到有人会这样讲的。
I have not thought of people saying you do that.
我们会听到有人说放纵你的生活。
People can say that you give into your life.
你放纵你的私欲。
Or give in to lust.
我从来没想过我有放纵我的思想。
But I've not thought of giving in to my thoughts.
在这里这些圣经说你要约束你的思想。
But here the Bible says you have to gird up your thoughts.
我突然间明白一件事情，我能够不忧虑，除了连一天，还有一件事情。我不是被动，主啊，你救我，你不救我，难怪我忧虑。
So we're not saying that, oh, I'm anxious. Lord, if you're not going to save me, then I have to be anxious.
我们在这里看到约束你的心，不是神约束，是所以要约束你们的心，是自己要约束自己的心。
It's not saying that the Lord is going to gird your mind, says here.Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
是我们有个事情，有个责任，我不让我的思想乱飘乱跑的。
We have a responsibility. We cannot let our thoughts wander around.
因为今天为什么忧郁症成为这么大的问题？
Why is depression such a great problem today?
Dana 弟兄这次在东岸他说今天在传道人当中，还不是基督徒，在传道人当中的 number one problem depression.
Brother Dana said that the number one problem with minister is depression.
把我吓到。
I was shocked.
这个仇敌先把传道人一个个打下来，怎么全群都没了？
The enemy will hit all this servant of God and.It's going to be gone.
他接触多，我没什么接触，但他说的 number one problem, 他没讲太多，就是 depression.
He has encountered more, and he said that the number one problem with ministers is depression.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不，没有人没有忧虑的吧？
Well,
在座你们最乐观的人都有忧虑吧？
Even the most optimistic ones among you have worried.
我们今天不是用心理学怎么想 positive thing, 就是没忧虑。
We're not trying to use psychology and use positive thinking.
我们今天是用主，因为主造我们的，我们要用主的原则来面对仇敌在用我们的思想使我们忧虑。
Today we have to go to the Lord, and His principle will show us, and we will not be succumbed by the enemy.
其实我们放纵我们的思想，不只是讲到忧虑。
Giving in to our thoughts is not only about anxiety.
我们今天太多东西在放纵我们的思想，一直在想下去。
There are many other thoughts that we kept on letting it go.
某某人得罪我，我一直想，越想你就够坏的。
So and so hurt me, and so this person is really bad.
我原谅不了。
And I cannot forgive him.
因为这我一直想，我的里面一直放大。
Because that thought is getting enlarged in me.
我们今天失恋，哎呦，不知道，过不了，过不了。
Or we fell out of a relationship.
哎呀 ，fell out of love， 但是，哎呀。
Yeah, or love, and you cannot deal with it.
你发现我们出不了，因为我一直容许放纵我的思想，一直想就是说，不行，这没可能的。
I keep on thinking about it and said this is impossible.
或者家里发生了一个悲剧，我就一直哭，一直哭，因为我最可怜。
Or something bad happened to your family, and you feel self-pity because you cannot get out of it.
在这里，整个就是这些圣经说约束你的心思。
And that's what the Bible says here: gird up your mind.
你要让你的心思一直这样子，那是你负责任。
If you let your thoughts go on like that, you are responsible.
因为我们有一个责任，是主动把我们的心思约束住。
Because we have a responsibility to gird up that mind of ours.
这是第一个我要交通到关于心思意念，就是我们这个很多事情没办法，我们一直由着它在。
And this is what I want to fellowship, that there are certain things that we just let it go on and on.
这似乎不是犯罪，但是影响了我们整个人的生活。
This is not sinful, but it affects our whole life.
第二个就是犯罪。
Secondly, it's about sinning.
我们翻到创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis 6.
创世纪第六章第五节。
6:5.
创世纪第六章第五节，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
终日所想的都是恶。
It was evil and continually.
新约的雅各书第一章。
And then James 1
第十五节上半上一句话。
James 1:5 first half.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
Then when lust had conceived, it bring forth sin.
这个字用得很好，它用 lust 就是私欲。
Lust is the word used here.
你一直想。你在 entertain， 你很享受这样的想，你就犯罪了，最终会犯罪。
You have a desire, and you kept entertaining that desire, and in the end, you will sin.
这里讲，我们今天说这不该做，但是我好想做，我一直在想，你最终就做了。
Yes, there's one thing that you know you should, it's wrong, but.You kept on desiring it, and in the end, you're gonna do it.
你发现这个我不该做，这个或者我应该做什么的，我就想做呢。你发现这个，只要我们有一个，说英文讲的 entertain， 我们很喜欢娱乐那个事情，你就最后就犯罪。这跟放纵还不是 exactly 一样的，这跟你的娱乐那个思想。
Yeah, this is not the same as giving in immediately, but it's you entertain it to the point that you will do it.
你知道我们心思容让罪的话，我们就很难拒绝仇敌魔鬼邪灵进入我们的思想。
If you allow this thing to go on, you cannot prevent the enemy from getting into you.
你第一次不拒绝。
If you do not reject the first time,
下一次来得更容易。
Second time, the thing come easier.
那以后每一次都更越来越容易。
Then it will be easier and easier than that.
因为我们在思想上留了地位。
Because you have let the enemy have ground in your thought.
因为我过去讲我们要 clean our house, 我们这个往事的了结 clean, 清洁我们的房子。
When we talk about concluding the path, we talk about cleaning house.
但是我们发现这里有一个我们不清的。
Yes, but there is one thing we realize that our thoughts
is clean. 因为我享受那个想法。
Because we are enjoying that thought.
我们以为我不会的，就 enjoy 着。我告诉你，危险。
Don't think that you're not going to do it. But if you are enjoying it, then it's very
dangerous. 雅各书第四章，同一卷书，第四章。
Same book, chapter 4.
第四章第七节下面一句话。
The last part of the verse.
勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
又是我们要主动的。
Again, we have to take the initiative here.
我们都想做被动的。
We like to be passive.
躺在那里，主帮我，主你做就好了，我啥都不用做。
We lie down there and say, Lord, help me. I don't have to do anything.
没有的，主要我们做的。
But the Lord wants us to do something.
我们又主动要去动。
We have to be active.
第三个，心思不能够空白。
We cannot have a blank mind.
今年有些人说气功也好，瑜伽也好，我们练到最高的时候，什么都空。
Today,
我不知道。
It's fashionable to do 气功 or yoga where you let your mind go blank.
你知道哈，我们就算今天我们不让我们脑袋完全空白。
Or even if we don't let it be completely blank,
仇敌还是想把他一些的意念摆到你的心思里面。
The enemy is still trying to put thoughts into your mind.
你看夏娃的失败。
Look at the fall of Eve.
仇敌魔鬼把一个思想给他说，吃的日子你不一定死。
The enemy gave her a thought that.Even after you eat, you might not die.
对哦，一定死吗？开始一个思想进来了。
So that thought came in. Is it for sure I'm going to die?
我们很多时候啊，有些事情，可能是因为我们怕仇敌，就把一个思想摆进来了。
Sometimes it's because of our fear, and the enemy can put a thought.
你知道我们这个比较年纪大的才开始生孩子。
We had our child later in life.
这个怀老大的时候就担心这个会有唐氏症，当心的。
I was afraid that the child might have Down syndrome.
我跟你讲，我跟 Sherry 出去走逛店，就是迎面来一个唐氏症。
And then when we went out, we saw a person with Down syndrome.
我去一个餐厅吃饭，迎面来一个唐氏症。
We went to a restaurant. We also see a Down syndrome child.
我怎么一辈子就是这段时间整天见到，以前也没见，后来也没见，就是那段时间整天见。
Why is it that during that time keep on meeting this kind of people?
其实我这种经验很多。
And have a lot of experience like this.
我这个肠胃不好。
You know, I have a weakness in my digestive system.
我有一次这个背很痛。
And my back was once very painful.
这个 似乎哪里都没事了。这个马环说，你去照一下吧。
And Ma Huan said that, oh, maybe you should go get an X-ray, do some test.
啊，我说这是食道一定出事。
Oh, then I said, oh, definitely my esophagus is gonna have problems.
有个同事来，哦，我的邻居得到食道癌。
There came a coworker. Oh, you know, my neighbor had esophagus cancer.
我不知道咋也遇到哪一个人说，哎呦，他死于食道癌。
Or then, oh, so and so died of a problem with esophagus.
我怎么没几个人跟我讲食道癌，就是这段时间一直跟我讲这个。
And it's within this period that I kept encountering people telling me about esophagus problem.
所以你会发现哈，我们容许仇，因为我们太不 guard。我们不防我们的思想的。
Because you don't guard your thoughts.
啊，我们 guard 我们的房子，我有没有小偷？我一大堆 camera 都在照，对不对
？You guard your house with a lot of camera.
但是你知道，我们今天人生活在地上，第一个要 guard 的，要防着你的思想、心思意念，没 guard。
But the first thing you need to guard today is your thought. It's your thought life.
说仇敌就用，因为太松了，随时都可以进来。
And so the enemy can use it. He can come in anytime.
So we need to know this thing. We have many thoughts that we allow the enemy to come in.
There are many thoughts in our minds. It's because we let the enemy come in with those thoughts.
We today follow the Lord. We don't have to lay there and follow the Lord. We follow the Lord is to use strength.
Today we want to follow the Lord. We cannot just lie down following the Lord. We need to be strengthened.
不然我们对主的认识永远非常的肤浅。
Otherwise, our knowledge of the Lord will always be very shallow.
第四个。
Number four.
我要回到哥林多后书里面讲的这个第十章里面讲的哈，是坚固的营垒。
I want to go back to 2 Corinthians with regard to strongholds.
他说，我心思一个 stronghold, 坚固的营垒。
The mind and thoughts is a stronghold.
你知道，我们有个思想，哇，很难变的呢。
We have a thought. It's very hard to change that thought.
一旦进了我们思想，我们就不变了。
Once it gets into our mind, it cannot change.
说朋友们为什么这么难信主？神又看不见，我就信不来啊。
Why is it very hard for friends to believe? Because they cannot change their thoughts.
再加上他有前面那个放纵思想，那么他整天就是这样想的，就永远就是我看不见神，我信不了。
And then they let their thoughts go, and so of course they cannot believe.
弟兄姊妹呢？
How about brothers and sisters?
我们在那教会只有爱，什么没有管教的，没有管教的。
In the church, there's only love. There's no discipline.
教会一定要有牧师，没牧师这成什么教会啊？
There should be a pastor in the church. No pastor, no church.
这个是坚固的营垒。
These are strongholds.
你知道保罗在这里怎么说？
Now what did Paul say?
他说攻破。啊，这个第十节后面还这个，他第一个用到用攻破
，It's pulling down of strongholds。
哦，这个攻破不简单哎，你怎么打进去
？How are you gonna fight？
你第一个是要打得进去的
，You need to get in。
那第二个是夺出来
，The second is to take back。
你不进去，你根本没办法夺出来。
If you cannot enter。How can you take back?
所以你要知道，我们这个心思是一个非常的，英文很好 ，stronghold， 坚固的营垒。
It is a stronghold, our thoughts.
今天主在这里告诉我们，心思要转变没这么容易，但是可以的。
The Lord tells us it's hard to turn around those thoughts, but it is possible.
我们需要求主。靠着圣灵，我们打这个仗，我们打不了，圣灵可以打。
We need to ask the Lord and depend on the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit can do this.
你知道我们今天有多少信了主，多少心思需要改变的
？Do you know how many of our thoughts has to be changed after we believe?
世上的人都要钱。
people of the world want money.
有人告诉我说你要读书一定要读一个会赚钱的科。
People tell us you need to get a course that can make money.
你就读那个哎呦读出来没钱的。
What is the use of studying this other thing? There's no money in it.
所以这是一个观念哦 OK 我就找一个可以赚钱的。
And so this is the thinking. I gotta find something that can make money.
我们要钱多。
We want to have more money.
但是圣经从来没告诉你要钱多。
But the Bible never tells you to have more money.
圣经只告诉你要知足。
The Bible says you have to be contented.
你能够养生就可以。
It's enough to make a living.
你有这个观念，那主给你钱多。
But when you have this kind of thinking, the Lord can bless you.
因为你不再被捆绑。
Because you are no longer bound.
钟里恩弟兄来是很好的见证。
Our brother Philip Zhong is a good testimony.
有一段时间四个孩子，我开 school bus 养得活。Houston, Texas 可以。明州不一定。
He has four kids and he said, I'm just going to be a school bus driver. That's going to be enough. And that might be possible in Texas, but not here.
不是 Texas, Austin 就不行 Houston 可以我猜这个，但是他就说我能够养生就行了、
But to him, it's good enough that I can make a living.
说当他这个心思变了神给他钱
But when his thinking changed, the Lord blessed him.
神给他坐在高位
And the Lord put him in a high place.
不影响他的认识主
But that did not affect his knowledge of the Lord.
因为我们的心思变了
Because his heart has been changed.
我们年轻人男女交朋友
or young people they get into a relationship
坚固的营垒
it is a stronghold
都从电影啊小说里面来的坚固的营垒
because all of the things their expectation are all from movies
天天在放纵的想
and every day they let it go thinking about
this 我的白马王子在哪里、
啊、where is my prince
那下一句就是白雪公主
My Snow White
我跟你讲你越想你就是被他曾侵占了我告诉你
Well the more you think about it the more it controls you
所以你会对不管什么样你很多期望
And so you have a lot of expectations
到要结婚了我的钻戒在哪里
And then when you get married, said, where's my diamond?
所以你要知道这叫做仇敌一直用世界的东西渗入进来我们就有一个坚固的营垒。
And so the enemy keeps on using worldly things to come in, and then without your knowing, you already have a stronghold.
我们很难能够一直加增主给我们在地上有只给我们在主里面所得到的这个给我们有。
It's hard to increase what the Lord wants to give us if we're attracted to all these other things.
我讲过了这个买车。
I've talked about when you buy a car.
从两门跑车变成四门房车。
You change from a two-door sports car to a four-door sedan.
再从四门房车换成七到八个人座位的那叫什么？家庭车 family car. What is van in Chinese?啊，商务车，飞机有商务舱，那个车叫商务车。Anyway, van, okay.
And then you change from a four-door sedan to a minivan that can take like seven or eight people.
我二十八岁就买了一个 station wagon.
When I was 28, I bought a station wagon.
我旁边的人每个都是跑车或者最漂亮的 Honda, whatever 都。他说你为什么买一个这样的所谓的旅行车
So people around me either they have nice Ford car or Honda and they say why are you buying this like a travel type of car
因为我只有一个思想我买这个车去机场不需要两个车我一个车就可以接很多人行李摆很多
The reason I bought that car is when I go to the airport I can take people and luggage
对我来讲就是这个服饰很好
And this service is very good.
我们今天啊，很多需要我们的观念能够一直的改变。
Now today we need to have our thoughts keep on changing.
我们的心思要怎么样才能改变呢
？But how can we renew our mind?
这个 啊，米迦书啊，旧约的小先知书找得到吗？
So the book of Micah, which is in the Old Testament.
这个米迦书第四章。
Chapter 4.
你们按电按手机的就不一点难处都没有。第四章第十二节。
Chapter 4:12.
我只要读上面一句话哈，他们却不知道耶和华的意念，也不明白他的筹划。
Just the first part, but they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they His counsel.
不明白，这里要知道，我们不改变就不明白神的意念的。
If we do not change, then we do not understand His thoughts.
罗马书第十二章，新约罗马书十二章。
And then Romans 12.
这个是我们一直在讲的。
We kept on mentioning this.
罗马书十二章第一节讲到奉献。
Romans 12:1.
讲到奉献。
About consecration.
第二节他说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
But be not conformed to this world.But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and ye may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里讲到，你要奉献，你才能够转变你的心思的。
You have to consecrate yourself, then you can renew your mind.
我再读一节圣经，我们再来说哈，这个我们翻到腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书，腓立比书第二章。
Philippians
2. 腓立比书第二章第二节。
Philippians 2:2.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Fulfill ye my joy, and ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord.Of one mind.
我要回到罗马书那里哈，我们需要奉献。
Let's go back to Romans. We have to consecrate ourselves.
我跟很多弟兄姊妹讲了，这是东岸聚会第二天下午是要请参加的人交通的。
This East Coast Conference, second day afternoon, it's supposed to be sharing from the people who went.
题目是。你是如何奉献的?
And the topic is how did you consecrate yourself?
全部人在听啊。
Well, everybody is listening.
你没有一个真实的奉献，你以为可以胡混下面所有人吗?
If you do not have a real consecration, you think you can fool everybody there?
我们今天到了主的面前，在主面前要真的走这条属灵的路，第一件事情，你奉献了没有?
To really walk this spiritual way, you have to face this question. Have you really consecrated yourself?
到了晚上，我们 Dana 弟兄开始交通。
Then at night, our brother Dana started speaking.
他说我们的奉献是 100%.
Our consecration is 100%.
不是 99.5%。
And 99.5 will not.
唱了一首诗歌，叫做“不一定要 100%， 不是99.5%。”我觉得是他自己写的。
He sang a song that 100 you have to have 100%. 99 will not do. I think he wrote that song.
因为我听很多诗歌，中英文都在听，没听过。
I've heard so many songs, but I have not heard that one.
但是他就在台上就唱。
And then he sang there in front of us.
你一定要一百的百分之一百的奉献，没有99.5%。
It has to be 100%. There's not going to be 99.5%.
当然，他结束的时候，他请你们谁没有100%奉献，现在愿意都到台前来。
And then after the meeting, he said, "Those who are not 100%, you can come and consecrate yourself."
我们聚会大概100人，出去了一半人。
There were like 100 in the meeting, but there were like 50 who went up.
奉献有 ,100% 没有。
Yes, people consecrate themselves, but not 100%.
在神根本不算。
And it's not counted by the Lord.
我们在哪里可以讲好好听，但是我从来没试过彻底的 100% 给我们的主。
We can say very nicely, but we have never given 100% to the Lord.
不能够这样在主面前，你不要想你的心是可以改。
If you're not like that before the Lord, don't think that you can renew your mind.
我们必须让主在我们心中有主权的。
We have to let the Lord have his total right in us.
我们的主才能够更新我们的心思。
That's the only way that the Lord can renew your mind.
我们要靠着圣灵承认我有一个坚固的营垒。
And we have to admit that we have a stronghold.
并且我们要告诉主说，我不要这个老旧的思想。
And we have to admit that we don't want this old mind.
你不告诉主说我有一个老旧的思想影响我往前走，根本就不做事。
If you don't tell the Lord that I have this old mind and it's hindering me from going forward, the Lord cannot do anything.
你不拒绝他，仇敌啊，一直的进来。
If you do not reject this, the enemy keeps coming in.
你说这个最大的难处是什么？你永远不明白神的旨意。
And what's the consequence? You will never understand God's eternal purpose.
我们可以听了很多的道。
We can listen to many messages.
我们没有实行。
But we do not do it.
你发现我们根本也帮不了人。
And we don't do it ourselves, we cannot help other people.
我们今天很多的这个有人说啊，就是说一个人要去旅游。
There's a man who's going to take a trip.
他看了很多旅游指南。
He had read many travel books.
其实他根本就还没知道那里是怎么样的。
But he doesn't know how it is over there.
他很能够讲，你看哇，哪里可以玩啊？讲的，哇，就是讲很滔滔是道。
Of course, he can talk about many things with regards to the place.
他没去，他就没经历。
But he has never been there, so it's no experience.
只是照着纸上谈兵的。
All he can say is according to paper.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天跟从主，不可能走这样的路的。
Today, when we follow the Lord, we cannot walk such a way.
你自己不经历过，主怎么带你走，你就没可能帮助任何人。
If you do not experience it yourself, you cannot help other people.
我们能够明白神的旨意。
We can understand the will of God.
我们就能够知道神的意念是什么。
Then we know how he wants to do it.
His thought.
Then we know his thought.
当我们每一个都能够明知道他的怎么想的，
If we know his thoughts,
腓立比书第二章就能够行了，第二章第二节就行了。你们要相同的意念，是都跟主的意念一样的。
You have to be like-minded, and it is the same mind as the Lord.
这不是讲我们找几个志同道合，我们都一样想法就行，乃是我们有一样的想法，因为我们都已经认识。
It is not finding people who think like you. It is because we know God's thought and we are all the same because we have His thought.
所以啊，我今天的负担就是跟弟兄姊妹谈到这心思意念。
So today my burden is to talk about our mind and thoughts.
我最后跟你们读一节圣经哈，以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians 1:17.
第一章第十七十八节。
1:17-18.
一章十七十八，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧而启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里讲了两个知道。
Talks about two knowings.
第一个知道乃是给我们灵里面知道的，智慧与启示的灵让我们灵里面知道的。
The first knowing is to know in the spirit, in the spirit of wisdom.
第二个知道是我心思里面明白的。
And the second knowing is understanding in your thoughts.
这是心思正常的光景。
This is if your mind is it in a normal
position. 正常的光景是能够明白神启示在我们灵里面的事情。
If your mind is normal, you can understand what God has revealed in your spirit.
我们要真的明白神的旨意，我们灵跟心思必须是同工的。
To understand the will of God, your spirit and, you, and your mind has to be cooperating.
灵使我们里面知道。
The spirit lets us know inside.
心思使我们外面明白。
Mind, let us know outwardly.
我们要注意哈，我们不是用心思来接受神的启示的。
We do not use our mind to accept revelation.
我们是灵里面得到启示。
It is our spirit that has the revelation.
如果我们只用心思来说得到启示，你就完全走外面的路了。
If you use your mind.To gain revelation, you are going the outward way.
这是第一个我们要发现的，我们的灵明得到启示，我们的心思功用来了，能够明白所启示的。
So it is the spirit that gets the revelation, and then the mind understands.
第二个，我们的心思要打开，要开的。
Our mind has to be open.
你知道，神除了直接会对我们。这个告诉我们真理。
The Lord can tell us truth directly.
这个一般都是经过弟兄和神的儿女将真理传给我们。
But in general, the Lord used brothers and sisters to communicate that truth to us.
我们要用心思使这个真理能够达到我们的生命。
We have to let our mind accept that truth to supply our life.
刚刚提过，如果我的心思充满了成见，
But if our mind is prejudiced,
我可以对某个真理有成见，
I can be prejudiced against certain truths.
我可能对某个人传真理有成见，
I can be prejudiced about a certain person saying certain truths.
这个真理就不进我们的心思了。
And then that truth cannot enter into.
因为我们已经把它拒绝了。
Because I have already rejected it.
那这些真理对我个人一点益处都没有。
And then those truths are not going to be helpful to me.
因为我们心思已经容让仇敌用上。
Because we have allowed our mind to be used by the enemy.
所以这个心思哈是非常重要的一个地方。
And so that mind is a very important place.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天属灵的路走得好不好，都在乎我们的心思。
Today, whether you have a good spiritual walk or not, depends on your mind.
你是怎么想的？
How do you think?
你是怎么约束的？
How do you
guard? 这个我们怎么连于我们的主？
How are you connected to our Lord?
跟我们怎么奉献都切切相关。
How do you consecrate yourself? All this are very much interrelated.
我们只有这样子，我们才有可能。腓立比书第二章第五节说，我们有耶稣基督的心思。
Only this way can we have the mind of Christ, like Philippians 2.
我想我应该最后才有一节圣经，我就结束了。诗篇第十九篇第十九节。
And then let's turn to Psalm 19.
但愿这是我们一个的祷告。
And this is our prayer.
诗篇第十九篇第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
是我们的祷告，愿我心中的意念在你面前蒙悦。
This is our prayer, that my meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们到你面前，还是求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we come to you, then you have mercy on us.
主耶稣，但愿我们这个人在你面前是受教的。
Lord Jesus, that we be teachable before you.
主，我们承认我们的心思是很乱的。
We admit that our thought life is very confused.
我们常常不懂得去约束我们的心思意念。
We do not know how to guard our thoughts.
说主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, please open our eyes.
给我们里面切切的要你。
Lord, that we really, really want you from within.
我们能够主动起来，拒绝魔鬼撒旦一切的作为。
We can rise up and stand against all the wiles of the evil one.
对，我们愿意我们的心思意念都归给你。
And that our mind and thoughts are wholly yours.
我们能够真是在思想中顺服基督。
And that we can really submit to the Lord with our mind.
带我们走前面这条属天的路。
May we lead us to walk this heavenly way.
因着与你连结，我们经历在主里的得胜。
And because of our connectedness with you, we can experience victory.
帮助每一个真实寻求你的人。
Lord, help everyone that is truly seeking you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.